Stormy weather for the rest of today into tonight means a mix of wet snow and rain across eastern New York and western New England. It's also going to mean a big range in snowfall totals. As is often the case with storms this time of year, elevation is the biggest key in determining what areas will see the most snowfall. And I'm sure you've probably figured it out that those in the higher elevations will have the best opportunity for several inches of heavy, wet snow. And that's going to be a concern because that wet snow can cling to power lines and trees, resulting in some limbs coming down. And that means there is the potential for some power outages. Again, that's mainly across the higher elevations. And then as we come down in elevation, there's still going to be snow, but the accumulation totals will become lower and lower as you get lower and lower in elevation. And in the valleys, there's still the likelihood for some snow and some snow accumulation, though it's not going to add up to a ton of snow in the valleys. And there's going to be times as we go on into tonight that the snow will mix in with some rain. So it'll be stormy through this evening. Be aware that there are going to be slippery spots on the roads, and then as the night moves along, the storm will taper off. There's still going to be a few leftover snow showers and some patches of drizzle and freezing drizzle through the second half of the night. And then tomorrow, the weather will quickly turn around. We'll start off with clouds during the morning. There may be a bit of drizzle or even some freezing drizzle first thing. Then as the day moves along, drier air will come in. That will help to break up the clouds, so we will see more sunshine as we move further and further through the day. Temperatures tomorrow will be pretty mild. Highs will be largely in the 40s to near 50 degrees. That means we are going to do quite a bit of melting during the day tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, another storm will come at us. That'll bring us the chance for some more rain, maybe even some wet snow. It looks like areas from the capital region on south will have the best opportunity for that. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, a mix of snow and rain, tapering off to snow showers and freezing drizzle late, a low of 26 to 32. Tomorrow, clouds with some drizzle and freezing drizzle during the morning, then sunny breaks will develop with highs in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, a mix of snow and rain, tapering off to snow showers and freezing drizzle late, a low of 26 to 32. Tomorrow, clouds with some drizzle and freezing drizzle during the morning, then sunny breaks will develop with highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, a mix of snow and rain, tapering off to snow showers and drizzle late, a low of 30 to 35. Tomorrow, clouds mixing with increasing sunshine, a high of 48 to 54. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, a mix of snow and rain, tapering off to snow showers and drizzle late, lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow, clouds mixing with increasing sunshine, a high of 45 to 50. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow, highs in the upper 30s to low 40s, and on Thursday, partly sunny with some late-day showers, highs in the 40s to near 50. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.